The Atlantic staying far north of the Leeward and Virgin Islands as it begins that bend, taking it more north and keeping it away from the U.S. mainland. Locally, no threat from the tropics and not much change going on with our weather. Temperatures fall back to about the middle 70s again in the morning tomorrow. And then we're heading into chances of thunderstorms each day for the rest of the week. Widely scattered tomorrow, scattered Wednesday and Thursday. Each day partly cloudy and going to about low 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Looking for some great deals on construction equipment, farm machinery, vehicles, boats, and much more. Mark your calendars for Henderson Auctions Fall 2-Day Public Auction, Thursday, September 14th, Friday, September 15th. You don't want to miss this opportunity to bid on a wide variety of items. Join us at Exit 22 off I-12 and visit hendersonauctions.com for all the details. Come to the Henderson Auctions Fall 2-Day Public Auction. Take advantage of some great bargains. Auction business license AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Rocking and rolling, and the producers got us hot and ready to roll. We'd be glad to hear from you. This is Paul Hurd, your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live is your program for the next hour. Here every day at 4 o'clock to 5. Glad to bring the Louisiana news to us, and we've got a full load of music, it sounds like. And there you go, there you go. And as well as the Louisiana news, we've really got some local New Orleans news about Chief of Police. It's an ongoing story. The most current announcement was supposed to be at 3 o'clock. I've not seen anything printed that talks about in detail what occurred. We'll get to it and... as it comes across the wire, if we can, but we do apparently have a nominee, and that is a Ann Kirkpatrick. We'll talk about her after that. Look, this is a real police problem. Governor Edwards, through the legislature, is pro-crime. He is pro-criminal. He is pro-convict. When in doubt, take care of the convict, not the victims. We've got this tremendous attempt to do away with the sentences for death, for murder, all the murderers on death row. But now we've got a horrendous report that Governor Edwards' administration can't even count days of those people who have been sentenced. And they're holding people in jail way after their sentence has expired. No, you can't come out. You give us any grief, we're going to punish you. Wait, my sentence is already over. Too bad. Well, it's not too bad. The legislative auditor has shown this in a screaming audit. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is throwing up its hands and about to put somebody in jail. They're going to put a fine on the state, and that's really what the people of Louisiana don't deserve. We'll talk about that even more. We'll also talk about the 74th District, House District, is a St. Tammany District area. Used to have Mr. Freeman as the state rep, and now he's running for judge, so there's three non-incumbents running for this position. We're going to talk about all three, let you know about them. Love to hear from you if you've got some information, knowledge of these people. Love to hear what your thoughts are. And then we've got a little information on the Secretary of State's run if we get that far. But right now we'll do our little business report that we always do. But even before we do that, let's take a moment and remember this is 9/11. This is September the 11th when America was attacked by radical Islamic fools who took over four airlines and tried to crash them into the Trade Towers. They got those two. Then they had two more. They wanted to get the Capitol and the White House and apparently could not find it coming in. One was stopped in Pennsylvania. That's Flight 93. And the last one was able to find the Pentagon and crash into the Pentagon 22 years ago. 3,000 people died that day. Innocent victims died, including first responders. And then afterwards, because of all the fuel in the air, the dust in the air, we've now had over 3,000 first responders and construction people die from what they inhaled trying to dig through the pile and see if they could, who they could save, if they could save someone. So we've lost 6,000 in just direct and indirect losses. While President Biden is considering commuting the sentences of 18 of the people who have been identified, taken into custody, including the mastermind of this attack, I'll remember his name. It's just, I can remember that he's the hairiest fuzzball that I've ever seen, but just a vicious, evil man. The president is trying to decide whether to commute his sentence, and I just can't believe he's doing that. The attack, we remember, because we do not ever want to forget. The attack on Pearl Harbor has lived in infamy in our history. It was an unprovoked sneak attack from the Japanese. The attack on 9/11 was exactly the same type of attack that lives in infamy that we should never forget. Not only who did it, but why. And even now, the White House will not release all of the information that they do have on the people who financed, the people who supported, the people who were the support structure for 9/11. That information, we're 22 years past the attack. That information needs to be released. And if somebody is going to pay the price because they're going to be identified, and this is Saudi Arabia, how high up in Saudi Arabia did this attack go? With bin Laden and other radical Islamists in the Saudi government at the time. And the federal government will not release these documents, this information, and we need to find the date, release this information, and be prepared to deal with who the criminal was, because that's exactly who they are and what they are. Lastly, the only thing I can mention today is I do not ever want to forget. More importantly, I need to remind Joe Biden, because he obviously has forgotten, that he is the first president since 9/11 not to appear either at one of the attack sites, either Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 9/11 was taken back by the passengers so that it could not get to New York, it could not get to Washington, D.C. to kill more people, or the Pentagon, or the towers. Every other president, every year since this attack, has recognized the solemnness of this unforgivable attack. Joe, don't forget, because America never will. Look, when we get back, we'll do. I'm sorry we had to do 9/11. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry it happened. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, do a quick finance report, and then we're going to get on with our chief of police choice debacle, whatever you want to call it. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot, and we'll be right back.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. Do it.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Oh, man, it is good. Second segment, Heard Louisiana Live coming in hot. We're glad to be here. The name I was trying to remember was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and he was, if you will, the one who came up with the idea, planned it. He was supported by Bin Laden, and the local operator was Mohammed Atta. And he was one of them that was organizing the people that were flying the flying the airlines that day that took them over and planned, operationally trained to do it. Those are all people who are no longer with us except for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And he's in Guantanamo. And why the president is thinking about extending that man any mercy. He didn't extend it any mercy to the 6,000 Americans that he killed. It's not even understandable, but that's who we were talking about. I'm hoping that our president is told that he better not do it because he doesn't know what he's doing. And we try to leave the national politics alone. We can't leave it. We're not going to leave it alone on Pearl Harbor Day, and we're not going to leave it alone on 9/11. We're not going to leave it alone as our lead up to the 4th of July. Those are our holidays. Those are the holidays we're proud of. Memorial Day as well. But let's go on. We've done we've given our respect. We're proud to be Americans, and we ain't taking that no more. But here's our business report real quickly. The S&P index closed up 29.97. It's 0.2%. It's up a little bit. NASDAQ closed at 13,917, up 156, which is a little over 8%, 1.15%. That's a good day. But NASDAQ is volatile. Then Dow Jones closed at 34,663. That was up 87 points, up 0.25%. That's making progress. That's getting us back some of our money, but that's not going to change anybody's retirement date. The interest rates are sort of staying pretty flat, with the 30-year Treasury bill closing at 4.37. The 2-year at 4.98, that is, again, the 0.6 inverted curve showing that we're still, the Fed is holding pat, the market is holding pat to see what more the economic news is. The Federal Reserve Bank will meet next week. This is the 11th. It should meet next week. For its September meeting. It did not have an August meeting. We'll see how that goes. As for our oil and gas, the oil closed at 88.5. That's down a little bit, but that's still way up above our 85 that we would like for it to be the ceiling, but this is 88.5. And for natural gas, it closed at 2.6. That's up just a smidgen. That's an official financial term. All said, the financial markets were pretty stable today. So let's get on with something that matters to New Orleans, that matters to the greater New Orleans area, and that is trying to fix our crime problem. And one of the most important steps that cannot be taken to fix it or make it worse is how are we going to choose and who are we going to choose as our new chief of police? The charter has been changed and makes it clear that the mayor cannot pick the chief of police, the chief that leads the police department, but instead the council members have the right, have the charter authority to participate in the vetting of the applicants, their qualifications, before a final decision is made. And that's really, you know, this show is interesting in that I find that this is a perfect example of where we live in a city in New Orleans where it is the city government is dominated by an unrestrained mayor, except it isn't so. The charter gives the council authority over major decisions such as this one. Let's talk about picking the chief of police. The council can always surrender, but don't blame the mayor for our inability to slow down crime because the council won't do its job, will not say, no, we need to be in the decision-making loop. The council, Joe Geruso, Morrell, warned, and Thomas warned the mayor that they were entitled to the screening information way back two steps backwards. When they initially got the International Order of Chiefs of Police were retained to screen the initial applicants. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, who gets to see the screened information? There were six or seven people who made the initial cut that were identified by the International Order of the Chief of Police. That information should have been given confidentially to the city council members for their information and their consideration. Next step taken by the mayor, but the mayor did not and would not. Next step, the mayor came down to a three or four finalists 2 weeks ago and still made that decision, made that alleged announcement. She has no authority to. She has no charter authority to decide the finalists. But she announces that she does, and she kept the information to herself, unshared with the city council. Now we're at the final step, and the rumors were this morning that the mayor would make that announcement at 3 o'clock. I've not been able to get confirmation that that news conference occurred, but the rumor was that Mayor Cantrell had unilaterally chosen Annie Kirkpatrick as the new chief of police for the city of New Orleans, for Orleans Parish. If that's true, they still recognize that the council has to confirm that pick. And what this program says, what Herds Louisiana Live says, council, if you want authority, if you want the mayor to have to honor the decision-making of the council, you better hang together. We need a vote, a unanimous vote, that says we table this nomination until the International Order of Chiefs of Police deliver six resume packages to the council members for their review. And until we get those, as a council, we can't decide who needs to be the chief of police, because we've been shut out of the process. If there's another answer, we need to hear it. But the council cannot lay down and not exercise this specific increased authority that the voters gave to it. We'll see how it goes. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about another terrible practice having to do with crime. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be right back.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information information and registration.
Greetings, my fellow DePopo Dragster Society, a.k.a. God-loving patriots. It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com, and the TuneIn app. Jesus and America rocks!
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The statistical peak of the 2023 hurricane season was Sunday. Earlier this year, there were projections of a below-normal season, but we've seen 13 named storms so far, and we are on our way to an above-average season. State climatologist Barry Kime says the warm sea surface temperatures are winning out over the shear that an El Nino can create.
Sea surface temperatures are so hot right now that it's overwhelming the impacts of El Nino. And as a result, we're having this, you know, incredibly busy season.
The Washington Post had a report that says major insurers are planning to cut coverage for natural disasters in areas that are prone to hurricanes and wildfires. Ben Riggs with the Real Reform Louisiana says the move is an example of someone wanting to point the finger and claim they're doing something, when in reality, it's making your homeowner's coverage a junk policy.
Because you can't hold your insurer accountable, and therefore, when you go to collect on your policy that you've paid into for years, you're incapable of doing it because you don't have any leverage to hold your insurance company accountable.
LRN.
Hey, Louisiana, you want to hit a jackpot? Then hit your way to winnings with Blackjack from the Louisiana Lottery. You could win up to $2,100.
Blackjack.
Take a walk on the wild side. Play Wild Tins, where you can win big. Win up to $14,000. Wish upon a star. All the stars are aligned for bonus star bonanza. Top prize is a star stud at $30,000. $1 blackjack, $2 wild tins, and $3 bonus star bonanza. Pick up all three tickets today. The Louisiana Lottery, giving you a reason to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals, live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
This is the Flaming Conservative, Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Somewhere we got 30 minutes to get to wherever we're going and find that Typhoon or find that glass of Merlot, whatever we're going to have. We're going to have the we're going to feel all right one way or another. The what we're doing right now is my producer still there? All right, let me see if I can turn it up. Is that any better? All right, we're up and going. Sorry for that. A little bit of a movement of a knob changes the volume. So we're back. Look, let's talk about Friday, ironically, I talked about so much of this governor, this pitiful governor's administration is being corrected in the federal courts because of his unrelenting failure to administer and to be an administration of a state in a constitutional and fair manner. Friday we talked about our congressional districts are in federal court. They're going to have a hearing shortly. The juvenile justice system had placed some of the most violent juvenile convicts in special separate facilities at Angola, at our state prison. And the federal court, Judge Dick in the Middle District, decided that the additional facilities that were promised by the state, educational opportunity, safety, ability to get out, not the function of a solitary confinement for these younger, they're all juveniles, younger inmates, that the state had done none of that. They had put them in cells in Angola and ignored the promises they had made. Again, the federal courts won't put up with promises made and not kept, so we had that. Our state house districts that are under election right now, and our state Senate districts that are being sought, and those elections are occurring, are being challenged in federal court right now. There's going to be a hearing before the end of the year on those and whether or not these individual districts violate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. If they do, the violating district and the districts that the rewrite interferes with, changes, all those elections will get to be done as special elections again next year. And to put the cherry on the redistricting Sunday, when the Supreme Court issued, it was under hold, all these cases in federal court on our congressional districts, our House districts, our Senate districts, we're all on hold, a stay, until the Supreme Court issued its ruling in June concerning Alabama. But then it said, all right, now that you have all you lower district courts, here's our new restated requirements under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. They lifted the stays on these redistricting cases for Louisiana and said, Fifth Circuit and District Court, you all have our instruction. You get this stuff resolved. You get it litigated. You get your hearings done. You get your judgments issued. And we want these elections, these election districts determined to be legal or not. And we want those appeals over and done before next summer. And those are coming up in early October. But again, we've got our congressional districts. We've got our juvenile justice state. We've got our state and our Senate and House districts. The federal government has been litigating what is water of the United States, navigable water, which impacts the development we can do or not do so much in Louisiana, because we have so much water that is water itself and then adjacent land to that water. Those issues have just been resolved, and the good news is the federal court finally has given the landowner some, reaffirmed their rights to manage their property, and declined to allow the EPA to assert control over those. Well, where are we? Let's see. What was my, there's one last one. I've got one more written down and I can't read it. We've got a new one today. We talked about all those Friday. We've got a new one today. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a scathing opinion. Now, I want to give somebody credit. Jacqueline DeRobertis and John Zimmerman, staff writers for the NOLA Advocate, wrote an excellent article summarizing this problem. I had not heard about this abomination. I heard about the abomination of where the state police took into custody Mr. Green in North Louisiana, and for a simple traffic stop, and he ends up getting beat to death. He ends up dying in the hands of the state police. They inform the governor that it has occurred, and the governor hides it because it occurred two or three months before his reelection was due, and he simply hid that his people, that he's responsible for, his state police, who have had other problems with excessive force, he hid it all. Well, here's another one that Governor Edwards simply needs to be run. I'm glad he's term limited, because he needs to be run out of office. What are we doing but in our corrections department, we put people in jail. You get a sentence. Now, you get a sentence. You get certain credit for good time. You get certain credits for other items that are known under law. The corrections, the sheriff, everyone knows what days a prisoner serves, whether he gets good time, whether he gets double time for good behavior, whether he gets a reduced sentence because he got a high school degree. There's lots of ways that the sentence of 10 years doesn't turn out to be 10 years. But the correction department are the ones that's supposed to know those rules and apply those rules. What the Fifth Circuit has said again this week, and then when Jacqueline DeRobertis and Mr. Zimmerman make a great list of how frequently prisoners in Louisiana are held beyond their criminal sentence. I don't want to know how many of them are not held up to their sentence and released early, but I do want to know, how in the world are we keeping our state prisoners held in prison beyond their sentence? The legislative auditor and a study done by a pro-inmate group have done studies that show that one in four criminal convicts who are incarcerated under the state control, one in four, are kept in prison unfree beyond their sentence. The most current one that this article talks about that has recently occurred, we're not talking about 72 hours. We're talking about on average 60 days too long. And one gentleman was held for 335 days beyond his sentence. It's obscene. It's immoral. It's outrageous, Governor. And this is what the Fifth Circuit says is that this is nothing new. This is endemic in Louisiana, that we can't calculate the time that a prisoner must serve. Look, we've got one more break. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and then we're going to talk about the governor's election, sales taxes, and what we can do to make Louisiana a better place to live. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, and we'll be right back.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
We're back. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot on WGSO 990 AM. Let's talk about an issue that is very important and close to my heart, and that is getting Louisiana's out-migration reversed. And the question is not, oh, we need to do the best we can. We haven't done the best we can. And what I worry about in this governor's race is that everyone says, oh, dear me, we need to do something. We're just not willing to commit to what we're going to do. And this sales tax issue is a perfect example. And it really comes down to who do we trust and who do we think will reduce our sales taxes? This program, from the day it started, has advocated that our sales taxes in Louisiana, recognized by the Tax Foundation, are the highest in America. We're the highest sales taxes in America. And we still have our income taxes, franchise taxes, inventory taxes that other states don't have. It's an abomination. Our problem in state government is our, wait, let me back up. The problem in our business sector is the gross burden of state taxation grossly in excess of our people and our business volume. The simple answer is if you're not willing to get small, state government, get small and let the market grow, then you're a Huey Long advocate. That's all there is to it. Huey wanted to build big government, little peasants. He promised you that you'd have a home and you'd have a homestead exemption on your shack. Other than that, it all comes to Baton Rouge and they control everything. Well, we have a 0.45% sales tax, a half of a percent sales tax that is going to sunset in a year. Not this year, not this fiscal year, which is now through June next year, but we'll roll off the following year. And the question is to our gubernatorial candidates, are you in favor of it rolling off? Will you support it rolling off? Meaning, will you support reducing our nationally highest ranked 9.5% on average sales tax? Will you support lowering it to 9%? Or do you want to keep it? Do you want to keep it in Baton Rouge? Do we need to keep it for all the good things we need to do in Baton Rouge? Crap. Pardon me. It is irresponsible. But here's the answer. The candidates for governor made this statement. Sharon Hewitt, good for her. I'm not worried about the 4.45% rolling off. It should roll off. There you go, Senator Hewitt. That's saying it right. Now, that means that we got it. We don't replace it with some other revenue neutral alternative of raising property taxes. We're going to let it roll off clean and simple. Jeff Landry says we're going to look at other taxes before we decide whether that sales tax should roll off. The focus needs to be on ensuring the taxpayers are getting services and product. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I mean, this is a grave disappointment. We need to roll 0.45 off and tell the world that Louisiana does not have the highest sales taxes in the nation, and we're not going to have the highest income taxes either. We need to get there. We need to learn to live within our means. Otherwise, our people and our businesses are just leaving. Texas doesn't have sales taxes as high as us. Tennessee does, but they have no income taxes. Florida doesn't have sales taxes as high as us, and they have no income tax. We could do it if we wanted. We can shrink, repeal, and grow. Louisiana Excellence has the program. That's what you need to demand of your candidates is repeal taxes, phase them out, and grow business, not government. Hunter Lundy says, oh, heck no, he wants to keep it. He needs to keep it because he's got important things to do with it. Richard Nelson is another con man. He wants to keep it or give it up so that he can be revenue neutral. If you want to hear a poison pill in government in this election, is if anyone tells you, well, we need to restructure state taxation, they're a liar. We need to reduce state taxation. We need to phase out franchise taxes. We need to phase out income taxes, and we need to step our sales taxes down and live with it. Live with it. Get back to the basics of government and quit spending money on trips to Europe to watch the Saints play. Quit spending it on contracts with your big supporters. We need to quit spending it on local projects that can be funded by the local governments. That's what we need to do if you want to change our out-migration and keep our children, keep our brothers and sisters, and now keep our parents who have already left, are leaving now to go join their children who have already left. Jeff Landry says he doesn't know. Hunter Lundy says, I'm keeping it. Richard Nelson is going to keep it. I'm telling you, he's going to keep it. Stephen Wagaspack. Now, this is the funniest thing. I worry about Steve. Bless his heart. Here's the quote in the article by Greg Hilburn with Shreveport Times. Steve Wagaspack. I'd love to see it roll off, but in a way that grows the economy. Sounds like he doesn't want to grow the economy. If we kept it, there would be tax. There should be tax relief in the same amount, in a way that will be more impactful. No, see, he's a revenue neutral switcheroo, bait and switch man. That's Steve Wagaspack. Don't cut that tax, man, because it might make our economy grow. Duh, I swear. I don't know how these people. Remember, he was with Jindal for 8 years, he's been with Labie for 10 years, and this tax has never been advocated to be repealed in his 18 years at the table on the inside on what we need to do in the state of Louisiana to reverse our out-migration. It's one of those things, I don't understand it, I don't know how we get there, but that's where we are now. It's interesting. Look, last little thing I've got, I probably don't have much time, probably a couple of minutes, is District 74. Oop, only 1 minute. District 4 is a House district in St. Tammany. There's three candidates, a Mr. Louis Dutel, and he is he's with the Chamber of Commerce and has been a member of that, insurance, land title. There's Peter Egan, who is endorsed by the Freedom Caucus. He's been a citizen of Louisiana since 72. And lastly, there's a Miss Buffy Singletary. Love to have all of them on the program. Any of them, give me a call. We'd be glad to have you. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday. We're going to come in hot. Thank you, sir.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, singer and songwriter Brian Flannery will share his 9/11 song with us. We'll talk to Chad Rogers about the hot topics of the day, and we'll simulcast our show with syndicated talk show host Bill Martinez. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.